Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse for Fort Recovery and Delta St. John's in high school girls basketball tonight. Starting for the Lady Indians this evening will be Carly Niekamp along with Callie Wendell, Sage Luthold. Also for the Indians, it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp. And then finally, McKenna Hillskamp will be starting as well. Once again, Cameron Mullenkamp and McKenna are both freshmen for this team. Once again, you probably heard by now, but we're playing without Kennedy Mullenkamp, who injured a shoulder about 2 weeks ago over at St. Henry and is going to be lost for the year because of a torn ligament. So, unfortunately, we're playing without Kennedy Mullenkamp for the rest of the season. Delta St. John's is coached by Ian Finn. They are 4-8 on the year. Fort Recovery coached by Tyler Deitch, and they are 3-8 on the season. So fairly even records here tonight. You're listening to WPGW Radio. We're on all three stations tonight. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. Also, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com with Neil Spencer producing the broadcast here at the game site. And we're also on the National Federation TV network as well. So whether you're listening or watching, we welcome you to the broadcast here this evening. Sage Luthold will jump for Fort Recovery, and it'll be Ava Hershey jumping for the Lady Blue Jays of Delta St. John's. And Sage Luthold controls the tap, goes to Carly Niekamp. We're underway. First quarter brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, your Health Mart Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy. McKenna Hillskamp drives inside and it's blocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds there by Emma Will of St. John's. She's a veteran on this team. Carly Niekamp on the left to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes towards the top of the key. Come on, there's hand checking going on all there. I thought that was a foul the last time I checked it. Carly Niekamp up and good. Nice drive by Carly. Carly's starting to find some confidence in her game. Had a nice game the other night in double figures. In fact, we had four in double figures the other night in the win over over Ansonia. St. John's with the ball. They trail 2-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Right side into the corner. Shots fired up. Good. Hitting the three-point basket for the Lady Blue Jays was Emma Wiltsy. That makes the score 3-2. Delphus on top by one. Down to Cameron. Mullenkamp lost the ball. Picked up by the Blue Jays by Abby Kerner. Kerner and Emma Will are both seniors on this squad. Here's a pass underneath. Up and good. Another basket by Emma Wiltsy. That time just a layup, and she had a nice pass in there from a teammate. Up comes Callie Wendell with the ball for Fort Recovery. Right side. Indians trail 5-2. There's a three by Callie Wendell. Doesn't go down. Rebound comes to St. John's as Emma Will picked up the rebound. Tomorrow night, the boys play at Delta St. John's. We won't be bringing you that game on the radio, but you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. It's FortRecoveryRadio.com. Right corner. Here's a drive into the lane, and Callie Wendell tied up Emma Wiltsy, number five and number five. And so it'll be on the alternating possessions, Blue Jays basketball. Comes inbounds, out front it goes. There's a drive by Emma Will, up and no good. Missed it. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Niekamp comes down. There's a foul reaching in on Emma Will. number one on Emma. 5 minutes and 44 seconds left in the first quarter. Brought to you as a public service by Cal Pharmacy. There's another foul, same foul. Carly Niekamp has it. Back outside it goes. Wide open is Callie Wendell, and she drills a three. They're going to leave her open like that. They're going to pay for it because she's going to drill those every time. It's now 5-5. We're all tied up here. St. John's and Fort Recovery. Pass on the left wing. Wide open there. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Carly Niekamp. As that three was missed by Ava Hershey. She was absolutely wide open on the shot, just a little bit off. Tossing it in here will be Emma Will. Emma goes out front to Megan Kerner. Kerner passes off. Back out top it goes. Emma Will with the ball now on the left. Dribbling. Still dribbling. Now passes on the wing. There's Abby Kerner firing a three and getting it. Abby Kerner on a three, and that makes it now 8-5. St. John's leading. Full court press by the Blue Jays. Fort Recovery able to get it up court okay. Right side to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back out to Callie Wendell. Here's McKenna Hillskamp. She'll pass off to Sage Luthold. Back out to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling the ball. Now to Cameron Mullenkamp to McKenna Hillskamp, and she cans a three from the left wing. McKenna Hillskamp, and she could hit those threes, that is for sure. And it's now a tie game at 8-8. Inside up and good by Emma Will. That's her first basket of the evening. And they're going to say Fort Recovery stepped over the end line when they passed the ball in. So unforced turnover there. And St. John's will have the basketball. Emma will toss it in. Looking for a teammate. Bounce pass is ends up going off of St. John's and then off of Callie Wendell out of bounds. So St. John's still has it. Emma Will tosses it in. Looking for a teammate now. Just barely gets it in time. She gets the ball back. Right corner. Dribbling. Emma Will out front with it, still with the basketball. Passes off. There's a three-point shot. Good by Abby Kerner, her second three, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. I'm going to call that personal foul on McKenna Hillskamp. That's her first, and it's now 13-8. Well, at least a lot of scoring going on here. We're halfway through the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. It's 13-8. St. John's on top. Here's one free throw. It's in and out. No good by Kerner. And they whistle. And what do we got? Fort Recovery. Well, St. John's ends up with the ball. Emma will toss it in. And it's knocked around. Picked up by St. John's Ava Hershey. And Fort Recovery ends up with the basketball. Here comes Callie Wendell racing down. Callie works her way to the left. Bounce pass inside to Sage. And it's knocked out of her hands. And what do we got? Jump ball called. Pretty good pass inside there to Sage Wendell. And unfortunately, St. John's got their hand on the ball. And we got a jump ball. Coming into the game for St. John's, Aubrey Fairchild. Leaving is Ava Hershey. Full recovery inbounds the ball. Here's inside. Carly Niekamp lays it up and in. Nice job by Carly. Another basket for her. She has four tonight. It's 13-10. We're back to a three-point game. St. John's with the basketball. Back outside on the right. Double teamed and a jump ball is called. Cameron Mullenkamp reached in there and tied up Megan Kerner for St. John's. So alternating possession will stay with St. John's, or will it? Yeah, I guess so. The officials were not sure there for a little bit. Had to discuss it with each other. St. John's with the ball. Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist about signing up for their weekly prescription program. And there's traveling called on Emma Will as she slid her pivot foot. Ball goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery. St. John's continuing to press full court. Carly Niekamp to Callie Wendell, back to Niekamp. Now goes over to Niekamp again. Right side, Cameron Mullenkamp underneath, up and can't get the layup to go down. We got a jump ball called. Held ball. And this one's going to go to Fort Recovery. Ava Hershey, Emma Wiltsey come in for Delphi St. John's, leaving Aubrey Fairchild and Madison Linder. Here's a shot up, in and out, no good by Fort Recovery. St. John's with the rebound. 13-10, Lady Blue Jays lead by three. Cal Pharmacy, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, first quarter scoreboard. Here's a three-point shot, open, no good. Rebound comes down to Cameron Mullenkamp. The foul's called on St. John's. Once again, you're listening to WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the National Federation High School TV Network. Foul was called on Emma Wiltsey. Fort Recovery will toss it in here. Carly Niekamp in to Callie Wendell. Wendell brings it up to court across the timeline. Works her way to the right. And lost the handle on the ball, but she chased it down. And it came into Sage Wendell momentarily, but she lost it. And picking up the loose ball was Abby Kerner. St. John's has the basketball. Out front with it, Emma Will. She'll drive down to the left of the lane, lost the ball. Picked up in the corner by St. John's Abby Kerner. Now it's loose again, picked up by Callie Wendell. Wendell brings it down. And he's need a basket to tie. There's a three. Yes. McKenna Hills Camp connects on a three, and we have a tie game, 13-13. 1:40 left to go here in the first period of play. Delphi St. John's with the basketball. Again, they are 4-8 on the year. Fort Recovery 3-8. Here's Emma Will firing a three. It's no good. She thought she was fouled. No call, and Fort Recovery gets the basketball. I will have to admit, I don't think that was, that shot was way off for Emma, so something happened there. Either Callie Wendell deflected the basketball or fouled her, one or the other. Fort Recovery has the basketball, and they call another foul on Emma Will. That's number two on her. She's one of their main cogs, so here we are with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's the ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Emma Will, being aggressive, she tipped that one out of bounds. I think I'd take her out for a little while anyway. She's one of those players that's just very aggressive, no matter whether she has two or three or four fouls on her. Left side it goes. Cameron Mullenkamp has it stolen by, guess who, Emma Will. Down she comes, puts it up and in. Oh, it rolled off of there. No good. And now a jump ball is called on the rebound. How did that ball roll off of there? I thought for sure that was an easy layup for her. But obviously it wasn't. Emma will toss it in here with 58 seconds remaining in the first period on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Remember, if you're in need of handicapped medical equipment, they have it at the Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy. Handicapped medical equipment, whatever you need, you'll find it at Cal Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center. There's a shot blocked by Callie Wendell out of bounds, and St. John's will have the basketball. 43 seconds left. Now we have a tie game, 13-13. Been a very entertaining game here. Emma Will puts the pass into Megan Kerner. Kerner drives in, up, and good. She weaved her way inside. Nobody stopped her, and she gets her first basket of the night to put St. John's up by two. Callie Wendell comes down. Right side it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp out top of the key. On the left to McKenna Hillskamp. Hillskamp spinning, turning, passing on the right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball, lobs it in to Carly Niekamp. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, nice rebound by Mullenkamp. Missed it. Out to Callie Wendell on a three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Sage Wendell. Sage out to Callie Wendell on a three. Short, no good, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. The Indians had their chance there in the final seconds to score, but they couldn't get one to go down. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our very fine first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours Monday through Thursday until 7 and Friday nights till 6. Cal Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this commercial break.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month. Now is the perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalf Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, livability for everyone. The Kalf Pharmacy showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Indians with the ball to start the second quarter play. Thanks again to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery, is your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. And Cameron Mullenkamp just drills a layup. I believe McKenna Hillscamp had the assist there, and that ties up the game at 15-15. Cameron played much of the junior varsity game tonight as well. Ended up scoring 6 points to lead the junior varsity in scoring. Free throw's no good. Rebound, Carly back up and good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. 6 points for Carly Niekamp tonight. We're going to call that foul. It's called on Madison Linder for St. John's. Here's Carly Niekamp. Good. 7 points for Carly. I think she had 14 the other night in the win over Ansonia. St. John's with the basketball. Shot left side, in and out, no good on a three. Rebound Blue Jays. Back outside it goes. Madison Linder got that rebound. Here's a shot up and no good inside. Rebound comes to Sage Wendell, knocked away from her, but she got it back as Megan Kerner missed a shot underneath. Fort Recovery with the ball. Carly Niekamp, right side it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back out to Callie Wendell. Wendell drives down and gets over to Carly Niekamp, back to Wendell. Wendell underneath and missed the layup. She was almost too open there, and St. John's comes down with the rebound. Lady Blue Jays with the basketball. They're in their blue uniforms with yellow trim. Outside it goes. Megan Kerner, she'll pass on the left to Abby Kerner. And the ball came loose and picked up by Fort Recovery. Here's McKenna Hillscamp, up and good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. McKenna Hillscamp with 8 points tonight. And that makes it 20-15. Indians on top by 5 points here. Holding St. John's scoreless so far here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. And we have scored 7. And the free throw's no good. Oh, picked up by McKenna Hillscamp. Oh, she misses the layup. And a jump ball is called. Oh, my goodness. McKenna Hillscamp came out of nowhere to get her own rebound on the missed free throw. She didn't go down the lane. She went to the outside and picked up the rebound but and missed a layup. So Delphus ends up with the ball. Left side, wide open shot, good. Abby Kerner gets her third three of the night. It's now 20-18, only a two-point game. Indians on top. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to go off of St. John's, Ava Hershey. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. The fort has Carly Niekamp, Callie Wendell, Sage Wendell. Here's Carly driving, missing the layup. Rebound comes down to St. John's. McKenna Hillskamp and Cameron Mullenkamp in the game right now for the Lady Indians. St. John's with the ball, though. Emma Will out front. She looks underneath, passing on the left. There's Kerner with it again. Now she passes off, wide open, up and in. Madison Linder was wide open. Nice job by Abby Kerner of assisting on the play. Here's a white right down the right side. Callie Wendell lays it up and in. Nobody attempted to stop her. It's now 22-20, Fort Recovery by two. Emma Will passing on the right side down inside to Madison Linder. She passes back out over to Emma Will, top of the key. Back on the left it goes. And there's traveling. Abby Kerner traveled with the ball. That gives the ball to Fort Recovery. Once again, Tyler Deitch, the head coach of the Indians, and Ian Finn is the head coach of the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. Don't forget the boys' teams play tomorrow night at Delphus. Callie Wendell with the ball. Carly Niekamp on the right, back to Callie. She'll pass over in the left corner to McKenna Hillskamp, to Callie Wendell, right to Carly Niekamp. Drives down to the baseline, stops. Back out to Callie. Callie dribbling down the left of the lane. Now McKenna, open, three, no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp, good. Carly Niekamp with 9 points now in the game. She had just been feeling more and more comfortable here in the last several games. This is one of the best games Fort Recovery's played all year. Leading 24-20 here with 4 minutes to go in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Again, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service for New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment. There's a rebound shot up and in. Ava Hershey gets the rebound bucket on the missed shot by Abby Kerner. Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell over on the right side. Passing on the left to McKenna. McKenna down to Carly Niekamp. Back out to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot. Does not go. A little bit too long. Rebound comes down to St. John's. Emma Will. Carly Niekamp almost tipped that away from her, but Emma was able to keep control. She'll drive all the way and score, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Emma Will puts it in. A lot of action in this game. Going to call that on Callie Wendell. Emma Will will go to the free throw line for the first time for her tonight. She's definitely their quarterback. Have a timeout called on the court. We'll be back in a moment here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Score is 24-24. We're all tied up.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposely designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations from meters to closing wheels, traction control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
Emma Will just hit the free throw to give the Blue Jays the lead, 25-24. Here's Sage Leuthold up and in. Sage Leuthold hits a basket. Lady Indians just shooting lights out tonight. Inside to Emma Will. She falls down. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery. She was apparently tripped by Callie Wendell. That's number two on Callie. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Bormore at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Bormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says Dr. Kim Bormore at Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland. Dr. Bormore would love to be your family's dentist. Free throw is no good that time by Emma Will. She'll have one more. 26-25, Fort Recovery leads by one. This could tie the game up. And it does. Callie Wendell goes out of the game, and Sophie Guggenbiller comes in for the Indians. Callie Wendell picking up that second foul a moment ago. Right side to McKenna Hillskin. McKenna passing to Carly Niekamp. Takes a shot, dribbles in the lane. Passing off to Sage Leuthold. Turns around, pops the shot, got it. Sage Leuthold with 4 points on the night. And the Indians lead 28-26. What an entertaining game. I mean, there have been games this year where the Indians haven't even scored 28 points the whole game or right around there. So this is a very offensive game. Emma Will takes the basketball, passes underneath. Here's a shot up and good. E.B. Bonderwell gets a layup. She hasn't been in very long, and there's the ball tipped out of bounds by Emma Will, but she touched it last, so it'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. Emma Will's been playing with two fouls for quite some time. She picked up two fouls in the first quarter. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, is your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Carly Niekamp on the left to McKenna Hillskamp. She will stop. Back outside to Carly. Carly down the lane. No good. Won't go. Rebound picked up by Sage Leuthold. Stops, pops, misses. Rebound, Niekamp. Good. Carly Niekamp. She has 11 points now on the night. Here in the first half alone, Emma Will drives down and scores. Nobody was going to stop her. Emma Will with a total of 8 points on the night. 30-30. We're all tied up here. McKenna Hillskamp, right side. Bounces. Uh-oh. Nobody can get there. Out of bounds it goes. It's going to be... Emma thought somebody was going to pop out so she could pass the ball on the outside here and they would get it, but nobody did. So the ball kind of went out of bounds untouched. Emma Will gets the inbounds pass. Here she comes. She'll pass on the left side to Abby Kerner. In she goes and scores. Abby Kerner drove inside, and now she has 11 points on the night. 57 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Here's McKenna Hillskamp. Oh, up no good. Got her own rebound. Got a jump ball. Held ball is being called. I'm not sure what our schedule is next week. I think we have a game on Thursday with the Lady Indians. But other than that, I think that's the only game we're going to be doing next week. Here's McKenna Hillskamp firing and hitting. Three-pointer by McKenna, the freshman, and now she has 11 points. So Indians have two in double figures. It's not even halftime. Both Carly Niekamp and McKenna Hillscamp had 11 points. Here's a three-point shot good by Abby Kerner. She's got 14 points on the night now. Abby Kerner. Inside it goes. Sage Luthold turns. The shot is blocked. Got her own rebound. Inside, up. It's no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Back outside to McKenna. Good! McKenna Hillscamp drills a three. 14 points for McKenna. And that's the end of the first half of play. Wow, the last second shot is almost in there for Delta St. John's. 36-35. What an entertaining game. Fort Recovery with the lead here at halftime. Lady Indians scoring 23 points in the second quarter. And Delphus had 20. That's an amazing quarter. And I don't know, the fans are buzzing about the excitement of this game. 36-35, Fort Recovery leads by one at the half. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, you'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And, of course, those New Holland and Kloss Farm equipment available there as well. All those great New Holland tractors for outstanding service for all your farm and lawn and garden equipment. See K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, South Edge of Fort Recovery. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in a moment. It is halftime. And we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacists can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver here. We're on WPGW Radio tonight, all three of our stations. Eric Hatterley, our studio producer. Also, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Mr. Neil Spencer producing that broadcast here at the game site. And you'll also find us on the National Federation High School TV Network if you want to watch. And we're glad to be on there as well. There's Mr. Troy Homan over there, one of the members of the Fort Recovery boys basketball team. In fact, most of the basketball team is here tonight supporting the Lady Indians, as they usually do, which is great. Well, in the JV game, they only played two quarters, and it was not like this game. It was very uneventful. Only 27 points scored in two quarters for the JV teams. At the end of the first quarter, St. John's led 7-6. And at the end of the second quarter, which is all they played, St. John's winning 15-12. For the victorious St. John's Lady Blue Jays, Grace Minter had 6 points on two threes. It was 4 points for Kaylee Sunderhouse on two twos. 3 points for Lauren Wiltsey on a three-point basket. And Aubrey Fairchild had 2 points on a two-point goal. Again, 6 for Grace Minter, 4 for Kaylee Sunderhouse, 3 points for Lauren Wiltsey, and 2 for Aubrey Fairchild. For Fort Recovery, they were led by Cameron Mullenkamp, who had 6 points on 3 2-point baskets. Sophie Guggenbiller had 2 points on a two-point basket, and 4 points for Bryn Willman on two twos. I don't think anybody shot any free throws at all in that game. Right at the end, I guess they had two free throws right at the end in that game. But anyway, and that was for the Blue Jays, and I can't recall which player it was that shot those. So Cameron Mullenkamp had 6, 4 for Bryn Willman, 2 for Sophie Guggenbiller in the junior varsity game. Once again, they lose. St. John's 15 and the Lady Indians 12 in the junior varsity contest. We'll be back with the varsity scoring for you tonight. Again, our varsity halftime score, Fort Recovery leads 36-35.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, in the first half of play, the Lady Indians trailed at the first quarter 15-13, but then Fort Recovery scored 23 points in the second quarter and took a 36-35 one-point lead at the half. Lady Indians have 14 points from McKenna Hillscamp. She has four threes and a two-point basket for her 14 points. 0 out of 1 at the free throw line for McKenna. Carly Niekamp has 14 points. She has, she has 11 points. Carly has 5 2-point baskets and a free throw in the game for her 11 points. So two in double figures at halftime. McKenna Hillscamp with 14. Carly Niekamp with 11. That's followed up by Callie Wendell with 5 on a 3 and a 2. Sage Luthold had 4 points on 2 2-point baskets. Cameron Mullenkamp has 2 points on a 2-point goal. For the Lady Blue Jays, Abby Kerner has been the big scorer for them. She has 4 threes in the first half and a 2-point basket for 14 points. She was 0 out of 1 at the free throw line. Emma Will, also pretty good scoring in the half. Emma has a total of 8 points in the game on 3 2-point baskets and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Emma Wiltsy has 5 points on a 3-point basket and a 2-point basket. Evie Vonderwell has a 2-point basket for 2. Madison Linder has a 2-point basket for 2. Ava Hershey, a 2-point basket for 2. And Megan Kerner has a 2-point basket for 2 points. That's your scoring in the first half. Lady Indians leading by 136-35. We move on to the third quarter now, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Don't forget to check out all the Cooper Farms job opportunities at cooperfarms.com. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. Blue Jays with the ball. The shot's up and no good by Abby Kerner. Rebound Indians. Callie Wendell down on the left to McKenna Hillscamp. Fires the shot way off the mark. Sage Luthold there is on the opposite side to get it. She's left unguarded. Fires a three-pointer up. No good. Rebound Fort Recovery. Here's McKenna Hillscamp. So Lady Indians are going to get, unless they turn it over here, they're going to get 3 shots on this single possession here. Let's see if they can score. Carly Niekamp just outside the free throw line. Turns and goes down and puts it up and can't get it to go in. Rebound comes to St. John's. So 3 shots for the Indians, but no basket. And down and up and no good. And a rebound off of Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. Megan Kerner missed that shot. She had a pretty good shot there, but it wouldn't go in. Emma will toss it in now for the Lady Blue Jays, their quarterback. Comes in to Megan Kerner, and now they're going to call double dribble on Megan Kerner. Emma Will goes over, pats her, and says, "That's okay. That's okay, Megan. We'll get him the next time." 36-35, Indians lead by 1 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will bring it up across the timeline, passing on the right to Carly Niekamp. Comes down over on the right. It goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. No good. Rebound, Emma Will of the Blue Jays. A lot of shots here in the early going, but no baskets to speak of. Out front it goes. Madison Linder, she'll pass off to Emma Will, goes to the hoop, no good, and she's fouled by McKenna Hillscamp. The 2 shots for Emma Will. Tomorrow night, the radio station will be up at Adams Central High School to bring you the ACAC tournament games between Jay County and Adams Central. Girls game at 6, the boys game at 7:30. First free throw's good, and the second one is rolls off of there, no good. Sage Luthold with the rebound. Down to McKenna Hillscamp. Thinks about shooting, decides to drive under, passes off to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back out to Sage Wendell. Here's Callie Wendell. Callie drives down, feeds to McKenna Hillscamp. To Callie. Callie way on the outside. She drives in, lays it up, and can't get enough mustard on the ball to get it over the rim, and St. John's comes up with the basketball. Emma Will on the left side, back outside it goes. Now on the left to Emma Will. Well, we can't buy a basket here. We had all that scoring in the second quarter, 43 points between the two teams. No basket at all here in the third quarter. We've played 2 minutes. Right side shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Missing the basket was Ava Hershey for St. John's. And now there's a foul call on St. John's. It's going to be whistled on Abby Kerner. That's just her first, so she's in no problem. She's leading the Blue Jays with 14 points. Emma Will has 9 for Fort Recovery. They're led by, again, McKenna Helskamp with 14. Those were all in the first half. And Carly Niekamp with 11. Those were all in the first half. Fort Recovery has not scored yet here in this third quarter of play. McKenna Helskamp with the ball on the left side to Callie Wendell. Now over to Sage Luthold. She'll dribble top of the key, circles around, as the ball knocked away by Emma Will, and out of bounds it goes. It'll be given, they say, to Fort Recovery off of Emma Will. Boy, Emma Will, she is quite a hustler. She is an all-conference player without question. Callie Wendell with the basketball. Has it knocked away, got it back. Over to McKenna Helskamp, and they're going to call double dribble on Callie Wendell. Double dribble. And really, the Lady Indians have been pretty good tonight and have not committed a whole lot of, not a ridiculous number of turnovers. Still tied 36-36. We're down to 4:47 to go in the third quarter of play. Neither team has scored a field goal here in the second half yet. Emma Will passes over here. It goes. It was loose, picked up by Emma Wiltsy, and now Delphi St. John's decides to call timeout. Timeout, Lady Blue Jays. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And, you know, check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. They have locations in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, and many other area communities. That's Cooper Farms. Emma Will with the ball on the left side for the Lady Blue Jays, working against a Carly Niekamp. Drives in, spins, turns, misses, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call McKenna Helskamp for the foul, and that's number 3 on McKenna. So got to be kind of careful, McKenna. 4:21 left in the third quarter. Free throw is no good. Still looking for a field goal by either team, by anybody. This one's up and good. Got 1 out of 2 free throws. I mean, between the two teams, they scored 43 points in the second quarter and can't find any scoring here in this third quarter for some reason. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cameron Mollenkamp with it. Dribbling the ball. Right side it goes to Sage Luthold. Back out to Cameron Mollenkamp. Top of the key to Callie Wendell. Left to McKenna Helskamp. Back out to Callie. Callie was open there but chose not to shoot. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp over to McKenna Helskamp. She's open. She misses. And they say the ball went over the back, over the top of the backboard, and that's out of bounds. So St. John's gets the basketball. Emma will bring it up. Lady Indians in their half-court defense here. Will on the right side. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound, Emma Will. Missing that three was Emma Wiltsy. Emma Will has the ball. We have Emma Will and Emma Wiltsy on the team for Delphi St. John's. And St. John's is 4-8 on the year. Fort Recovery is 3-8. Moel with the ball. Turns, spins, fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. Nice move by Will, but couldn't get it to go down. Underneath to Callie Wendell, but it's intercepted and stolen by Ava Hershey. And now Emma Will will bring it up. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and still nobody has hit a free throw or has hit a field goal. St. John's has two free throws in this quarter. Fort Recovery has not scored in the quarter. Here's Emma Will on a three, no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Come on, Lady Indians, get on the board here. I guess we shouldn't have gone in at halftime. McKenna Hillskamp, left side. She will dribble to the wing, hands off to Sage Luthold, goes in the free throw line, to the free throw line, to Callie Wendell. Wendell drives underneath, and they're going to call a foul on St. John's. No free throws, it'll be out of bounds. Leaving the game for St. John's, Emma Wiltse, and coming in will be Megan Kerner. Callie Wendell will put the ball in play into McKenna Hillskamp. Back outside to Carly Niekamp. Carly dribbling over to Callie Wendell on the wing, on the right wing. She'll dribble now out towards the top of the key. Still with the ball. There's Cameron Mullenkamp, corner shot. Good! And they say it was just a two. Well, that was close. Cameron Mullenkamp picks up a basket, and we finally score with about 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Finally get a basket. 38-37, Indians lead by one, and there's turning the ball over. Called on Emma Will. Carly Niekamp will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell on the left of McKenna Hillskamp. Now down it goes. There's Cameron Mullenkamp. Feeds into Carly Niekamp. Carly couldn't get the pass, and it's taken away by St. John's. Turnover, the Lady Indians. 1:30 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Outside it goes. Emma Will, three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes to the Lady Blue Jays. Ava Hershey got the rebound. And now they call a violation on Delphi St. John's. Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn, Mr. Farmer. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call them at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Fort Recovery gets the ball underneath. Callie Wendell tried to pass it off to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back outside it goes to McKenna Hillskamp. She misses a three. Sage Luthold misses a rebound basket underneath. And the Lady Blue Jays have the basketball. 54 seconds to go. Down comes Emma Will, and she's fouled driving inside. It'll be out of bounds to St. John's. 51 seconds left on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Lady Blue Jays with the ball. Emma Will has it out front, being guarded by Sage Luthold there. Over on the left it goes on the wing. Back out top to Emma Will on the pass from Ava Hershey. Emma between the circles, dribbling the basketball, backs up now. Over near the angle on the left side. And she lost the dribble. Picked up by Sage Luthold. Here she comes. Lays it up and missed the layup. Out of bounds it goes. I think it was last touch by St. John's. Oh, my goodness. They're going to give it to St. John's. I was pretty sure that St. John's touched that last. Guess not. Sophie Guggenbiller comes in, and Carly Niekamp will take a rest here for Fort Recovery. Carly has been in there the whole game, working very hard. Still, Fort Recovery leading 38-37. Right side, three-pointer, good. There's the first basket by St. John's in the third quarter, and it puts them ahead, 40-38. Delphi St. John's leading at the end of three. Thanks to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, and many other area locations. Cooper Farms Again, you'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. Once again, they've got the great feed, swine, beef, and dairy feed program for you at Cooper Farms. Well, amazing. The team scored 43 points in the second quarter. Here in the third quarter, Fort Recovery got 2 points, and St. John's ends up with five, so they score 7 points in the third quarter combined. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter right after this.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposefully designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations, from meters to closing wheels, trash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor Report Recovery.
Well, McKenna Hillscamp starts out the fourth quarter by driving right down the lane and laying it in to tie up the game at 40-40. So McKenna, she is leading Fort Recovery in scoring with 16, but that's her first basket of the second half. And now what do we got? Offensive foul on St. John's. Going to call that one on Emma Wiltsey. Number three on Emma. So Fort Recovery will put the ball back in play. Carly Niekamp back in the game now for Fort Recovery. McKenna Hillscamp over to Niekamp. Full court press for St. John's. Fort Recovery handles it okay. Sage Luthold going to be called. No, they're going to call a foul on St. John's. Call the personal foul on Megan Kerner. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. We have ourselves a tie score here, 40-40. Pass goes out deep to Sage Luthold, McKenna Hillscamp. Right side, Callie Wendell drives in, and she is fouled. Misses her shot, but she is fouled on the play by Megan Kerner. Number two on Megan, and going to the free throw line will be Callie Wendell. Callie has 5 points. Those all came in the first half. And she got the free throw. That puts the Lady Indians back in the lead. They've led most of the game, 41-40. Not all of it, but most of it. This one's up and no good. And rebound is retrieved by Sage Luthold and McKenna Hillscamp. Out front to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbles with the ball, drives to the hoop, tries to put it up, and she's fouled in the act of shooting by Megan Kerner. And Megan complains and says, "I had my hand straight up in the air, Mr. Official." But she gets called for the foul. Here's Callie Wendell at the line again. It is good. She'll have one more, and the Indians lead by two, 42-40. So Fort Recovery scored 4 points here in the quarter. And in the first minute of the quarter, St. John's has yet to score in this quarter. This is up and good again. And by the way, this quarter is brought to you on the scoreboard by Hall Brothers Incorporated, State Route 49 at the south edge of, or at the east edge of Fort Recovery. Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Inside, up and no good, and a foul is called as Ava Hershey misses the basket, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And that's going to be on McKenna Hillscamp. And that is number four on McKenna. Number four on McKenna Hillscamp. At the line, no good. Ava Hershey misses the shot. She will have one more. Fort Recovery cannot afford to be without McKenna Hillscamp, that's for sure. No good again. Rebound, Sage Luthold with the rebound here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Long three, good. Callie Wendell drills a long three, and she can do that. And that puts the Indians up by six, 46-40. Down comes Emma Will. She'll score right down the lane. Emma Will gets a basket, giving her a total now of 12 points. Timeout is called. We'll be back in a moment here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Indians lead 46-42.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Once again, don't miss their big open house coming up very soon, January 24th, 25th, and 26th and 27th. Indians with the basketball leading 46-42. Down to Sage Luthold underneath. The Cameron Mullenkamp got loose, picked up by Carly Niekamp, missed it, and St. John's ends up with the basketball. Abby Kerner came up with the ball. Here's Emma Will coming down and scoring. Emma Will, two straight baskets for her. She now has a total of 14 points on the night. In the corner, Hillscamp. No good, she missed it. Rebound, Cameron Mullenkamp. Back out to Carly Niekamp. Here's Callie Wendell. Thinks about shooting, but doesn't. Now she does. Good. Two-point basket for Callie Wendell right on the line. And that gives the Indians a four-point lead at 48-44 here in the Hall Brothers. Fourth quarter of play. Free throws up and no good by, or I should say the three-point shot is up and no good by Abby Kerner. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell has it. She lost it, and Fort Recovery calls timeout to save possession. Timeout on the court here at the Portside Fieldhouse. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter of play. Indians lead 48-44.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Lady Indians had a 23-point quarter in the second quarter. Then could hardly score in the third quarter. Have a score here of 48-44. Indians on top by four. Inside Carly Niekamp. She scores. It's the first time she's scored in a while. That gives her a total of 13. That's her first basket in the second half. She had 11 in the first half. Here's a shot from outside. Three-pointer good by Abby Kerner. Abby is quite a shooter. She has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 three-pointers in this game by Abby Kerner. Amazing. She has 20 points on the night. Fort Recovery with the ball. 50-47. And now here's a turnover. Lady Blue Jays come up with the basketball in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Emma Will brings it down. Right side it goes back to Will. Thinks about taking the three but doesn't. Now she dribbles to the top of the key between the circles now. Emma Will works her way to the right. Goes down the lane. Scoops it up. Missed it. tipped out of bounds. It goes to Fort Recovery. I think they thought that Megan Kerner tipped that out of bounds. So Carly Niekamp will toss it in. Indians lead 50-47. Down comes Fort Recovery's McKenna Hillscamp. She tries to pass, and it's tipped out of bounds by St. John's. Down to 4:16 left to go in this game. Anybody's ball game. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. Cameron Mullenkamp tries to pass to Carly, and it was knocked away and stolen by St. John's. Down they come. Megan Kerner with the ball. She'll pass it off to Emma Will. Will way outside, passing on the left side. Right side, driving in, and a foul's called. On the drive there was Emma Wiltse, and Fort Recovery commits the foul. Cameron Mullenkamp picked up the foul. They're not into the free throw shooting situation yet. That was only the second foul on Fort Recovery this quarter. Right side, Emma Will, three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to McKenna Hillscamp. Off the fingertips of St. John's to McKenna. McKenna drives down the lane, scoops it up, got it. McKenna Hillscamp, what a shot, what a drive, right down the lane in traffic. And that makes it now 52-47. 18 points for McKenna Hillscamp tonight. Emma Will back up and in. That was about a six-footer on the right side baseline. She has a ton of points tonight. 16 for her, for Emma Will. Callie Wendell with the basketball out at the center circle. Now works her way to the left. Still dribbling the ball. Lobs it inside to Sage Luthold. Back to Carly Niekamp. Here's McKenna Hillscamp. Right side it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp, or Hillscamp with the ball now. There's Carly Niekamp up and in. Oh, my. What a shot by Carly Niekamp. In the lane. Puts it up and in. Hands all over the place. She still got it up and got it in. 54-49. Indians lead by five. Right side it goes. There's a pass inside. It's a held ball. Callie Niekamp and Ava Hershey were tied up, and it goes to St. John's on the alternating possession. Once again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated, their annual open house coming up at the end of January here, January 24th through the 27th. Emma Will inside, passes outside, three-point shots no good. Rebound Carly Niekamp of the Indians. 2:20 to go in the game. Carly brings it down. Boy, she's working hard. Over to Callie Wendell. Carly Niekamp's had a great game tonight. Pretty much all the Indians have had a great game. McKenna Hillscamp's had a wonderful scoring game, and there's a foul called on Emma Will. That's number three on her. She banged into Callie Wendell. 2 minutes to go in the game. We've got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. 54-49, the score, a five-point lead for the Indians with 2:02 to go in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I see Mr. Jerry Kalk right across the way over there. He's here tonight watching the ball game. At the line, Callie Wendell. Come on, Callie. It's up and good. That adds to the lead. Makes it now a six-point game, 55-49 with 2 minutes to go. One more for Callie. It is good again. Callie Wendell has a total tonight of 15 points on the evening. How about that? 15 for Callie, 15 for Carly Niekamp, and 18 for McKenna Hillscamp. Amazing. Best game of the year for the Lady Indians overall. Left side it goes. Inside, and we've got a timeout called by St. John's. They called timeout to save possession there. Minute 36 to go. We'll be back in a moment.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Here's the situation. Hall Brothers Incorporated, fourth quarter. 1:36 left to go in the game. The Indians are on top by six. By seven now. 56-49, a seven-point lead for the Lady Indians. Delphus St. John's has the ball. Here we go, inbounds pass underneath. And there's Emma Will up and missed it. Rebound comes to Callie Wendell. And Emma Will reaches in, knocks it away, but Wendell got it back. And there's a foul called on Emma Will now. That's number four on her. So she's going to have to be careful, even though there's only about a minute 26 to go in the game. They really can't afford to do without Emma Will. Callie Wendell with two more free throws. She could really nail down the win here. Puts it up and good. That one kind of rattled in, but it went in for Callie Wendell. Welcome to those of you listening on the radio on WPGW or on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on the National Federation High School TV Network. That's good also. And the Indians now lead by 9 points. I think that's their biggest lead of the game. 58-49. Here's a drive by Emma Will. It's good. Emma Will scores. She now has 18 points on the night. Callie Wendell with the ball. Dribbling out front. Carly Niekamp to McKenna Hillscamp on the left. McKenna passes back outside to Cameron Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery eating the clock here, and there's a foul called. Emma Will couldn't foul her because she already has four fouls. So rushing over to fouler was Megan Kerner. And so far, Callie Wendell has been not the person to foul here. She's been hitting these free throws, and she does it again. One more for Callie. Boy, Coach Tyler Deitch has to be really excited about this win. It's up, and it is good again. She has hit 8 free throws in a row for Callie. Shots up from the left side. No good by Delphus St. John's. Rebound, Callie Wendell. And Callie's fouled. She'll be back at the line again. This is on Ava Hershey. She's actually hit 9 out of 10 free throws tonight. She only missed one. And so here she has two more. Callie with 19 points on the night. This would give her 20. It's up there, and it's no good. In and out. Has one more. Dribbles the basketball. Puts it up there, and it is good this time. Callie Wendell with 20 points on the night. 61-51. Indians lead by 10 with only 31 seconds to go. This baby is in the win column for the Indians. There's a jump ball called between Fort Recovery and Delta St. John's Megan Kerner, and it goes to Fort Recovery on alternating possession. Only 25 seconds left in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter scoreboard into McKenna Hills camp. Fouls called on Ava Hershey of Delta St. John's. And again, this game's over. There's no way they're going to be able to catch up. Don't forget, Hall Brothers Incorporated is your Case IH and Kubota dealer at the east edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 119. And don't forget, their annual open house is coming up at the end of January, January the 24th through the 27th. McKenna Hills Camp misses the free throw. She has one more, and she got that one. McKenna with, I believe, 19 points on the night now. 62 to 51. Here's a three-point shot up and no good by St. John's. Rebound McKenna over to Carly Niekamp. 8 seconds to go, and Carly is fouled by Emma Wiltsey. So St. John's is going to fall to 4-9 on the year. Indians are going to go to 4-8 on the campaign. Two straight wins now for Fort Recovery. This one's up and no good off the back of the rim. One more for Carly Niekamp. She has a total of 15 on the night. And now 16. Got the second one. 63-51. Time runs down. Here's Emma Will coming down. She'll score at the end, and that's it. Final score, 63-53. Fort Recovery Indians win by 10 points over the Delta St. John's Lady Blue Jays tonight. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, the Indians get a win tonight. Very impressive game, especially the second quarter where they scored 23 points as Fort Recovery wins 63-53 over the Delta St. John's Lady Blue Jays. Again, Fort Recovery goes to 4-8 on the year, and Delta St. John's drops to 4-9 on the campaign. Giving you the scoring, Callie Wendell with 20 points on the night. What a night for Callie. She had two threes, she had two twos, and the rest were all free throws for 20 points. So 10 free throws out of 12 attempts tonight for Callie Wendell. Carly Niekamp had 16 points. She had a total of two free throws, two out of three at the free throw line. The rest of them were all field goals with seven two-point goals for 16 points for Carly. That's Carly Niekamp. Also 19 for McKenna Hills Camp. 19 for McKenna on a nice night. She ended up with a total of four threes. She had three twos and one out of three at the free throw line for her 19 points. So Lady Indians with three in double figures tonight. They had four in double figures the other night on Tuesday. Tonight they have three in double figures. Callie Wendell with 20, 19 for McKenna Hills Camp, and 16 for Carly Niekamp. For the Lady Blue Jays, they were led by their two stars, Abby Kerner and Emma Will, both had 20 points on the night. Abby Kerner had a total of three threes in the game this evening. Let me try that again. Had a total of six threes in the game tonight, and 1-2 for her 20 points. So 6 3-point goals for Abby Kerner. Emma Will had 20 points on the night. All of her baskets were 2-point baskets, and she had 4 out of 6 at the 4 out of 7 at the free throw line for Emma Will. So 20 for Emma Will, 20 for Abby Kerner. After that, it was Emma Wiltsey with 5 points, 2 points for Megan Kerner on a 2-point basket, and 2 points for Ava Hershey. Congratulations to Coach Tyler Deitch and the Lady Indians. A nice win as they defeat the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays 63-53. The junior varsity game was only 2 quarters, and Delphi St. John's won that 15-12. Lady Indians were led by Cameron Mullenkamp with 6. Wren Willman had 4, and Sophia Guggenbiller had 2 points in that one. The Lady Blue Jays had 6 points from Grace Mentor on 2 threes, 4 points from Kaylee Sunderhaus, 3 points from Lauren Wiltsey, and 2 points from Aubrey Fairchild. Again, don't forget the boys' teams play tomorrow night at Delphi St. John's. You can hear that game. It won't be on the radio, but you can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening from Delphus, Ohio. Thanks to our great sponsors in the broadcast tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Neil Spencer here at the game site. From the Fortsite Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody. Indians win 63-53 over the Lady Blue Jays.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.